That was one long crescendo. Seriously, at the beginning of the music, he writes crescendo all the way through to the end. Mm. So it's tough to get that going that way.
When was that piece written?
When was it written? 1910s, 1920s, something like that. And I forgot to mention the arranger. The arranger was Roger Branga. And I looked up Roger Branga, and there is no Roger Branga. It was actually a guy named Lucien Garbin who took the pseudonym Roger Branga. And I'm not quite sure why. He was an editor at Durand, which is one of the big music publishing companies in Paris. So he might have felt a conflict of interest. And so he published it under a pseudonym. He was actually a friend of Ravel's, and he transcribed a lot of Ravel's music. They were good friends, and he did it completely with the composer's blessing. So forgot to mention that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. The next piece is actually a piece of piano music. Yay! And this is by Franz Liszt. Now this comes in at number 12 on the top list, if you're keeping track here. This is one of a set of nocturnes that Franz Liszt wrote. It's called Liebestraum, or Love Dream. And there's a poem that goes with it. I'll just read you the first stanza. You'll kind of figure out what kind of love we're talking about here. Oh, love, as long as love you can, oh, love, as long as love you may, the time will come when you will stand at the grave and mourn. So what this means is, this
how
is sort of,
German.
Sorry?
How very German.
How very German. This is a dramatic love. This is not the seduction of the first two pieces. This is really the long-lasting life love of people who find each other and are able to live in bliss for a long time. So this is Love Dream, Liebestraum by Franz Liszt.